Okay, Rabbi Sai, it is Sunday night, and we're on, today's daf is going to be daf Dalet. We're going to start on daf Gimel Amud Beis, because there was some confusion yesterday at the end, and I want to make sure it's clearer. So, unless there is somebody online, let me just turn on video. Okay, so let's go over the last piece. You know, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan, who held that the Shiur of Mahalachal Mishum Sinai or the Oraisa, and what's the other person's name? Reb Oshia. Was that the name? Where do you see that name?
All over the page.
Reb Oshia, that's the other name? Okay. So he held what? He held that it was not the Oraisa, it was the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara said like this. The Gemara said that if you had two animals, each one was a maw. Again, we're talking about chagiga now. Chagiga is two maw. Re'iyah is one maw. So if your person wanted to split the purchase of the chagiga between two animals, and he would pay one maw per animal, so that's going to be tolling this machlokes. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, ein adam chaylek chavas l'shtei behemos, you can't divide it into two animals, because since the shear is the oraisa, that means this is the way to think about this. The oraisa is a din in the cheftza. When the rabbanan made a chiyuv, the rabbanan were speaking to the gavra. So therefore, if the chachamim put a shear on something, the shear is you as a person, not so interested so much at whether the object, whether it's one object or two objects. As long as I spend two more, you could buy two animals if it's the rabbanan. But if you hold it to din the oraisa, then the pshat is that the chetza, the chagiga has to be two ma'a. So that's why that's why the Gemara starts off with the machlokas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, eidon machlokas chos l'shtei behemos, you can't buy two behemos, one for a ma'a each for a ma'a each. Otzarachshu b'yolo shtei kasim cholach zechas. If you want to have two animals, you have to have two ma'a per animal. And Reb Shim ben Lakish Shem Rechizki adam teufel behemos l'behema. Now this is another thing. So now here is we're going to another thing. So here is, let's suppose you have a lot of people, and so one animal is not enough. So you have two options, right? You could either buy a larger animal, or you could buy several animals. So if you hold, like Rish Lakish is going to Shem Chizki over here, that it's a dindura bonon. So then you can go ahead and buy one animal for two ma, and the other animals you could use, well, remember, we're talking about whether you can use ma'os chulin here, as opposed to ma'os meiser. Again, if it's a davar shebechova, you have to use ma'os chulin. Otherwise, you can use ma'os meiser. So what he's recommending is use the first animal, make that two ma, and for the additional animals, make that ma'os meiser. Because you can add on Mois Meiser animals to your core Chiyuv. Moshe Enkin, Rabbi Yochanan would not hold that way. Rabbi Yochanan would hold next page here, on Daf Dalet, is Teufel Adam Mois Lamos. There you can go ahead and mix up. So you're going to have, you'd have a mixture of money, which would be a mixture of Mois chulin together with Mois meiser, and you use the whole mixture of that money, as long as there's at least a minimum of two ma of chulin per animal, and you could buy three animals with all the money, because that way you have in each animal Mois chulin, because each animal, again, this focuses on the chefza, and so therefore each animal would need its own separate allocation of Mois chulin to being equal to ma. Okay, Masha'en Kane, and Einor Tufel Behemoth and Behemoth, that would mean the opposite. In other words, he holds, you couldn't just buy one animal for two maw of Chulin and then buy additional animals using Kesef Meiser, because there's no connection between those animals and the core of Chagiga. Since the shear of Chagiga is Shtei Maw, so then you cannot connect a Behemoth, which was bought completely with Meiser, with that original animal. That's going to be a problem if it's yomtiv, because it has to be, normally you can't be marked from the Dharma Nadavas on yomtiv. So in order to be marked this one, it has to be a chagiga. in order to have the Shem Chagiga, the Chefza, this is the idea here, the Chefza has to have the Tumah. That's what we're saying. Okay. Hachavidah. So now, the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains Hachavidah, he says, Od nafkamina yesh, between these two, this two and this machlokas. The way he translates it here is, what would be done in the following case? Hoyl fun of Esther Behemoth. Let's suppose a person has 10 animals, right? So he set aside 10 animals for his chagiga. The hikr of chamesh v'yomtavishon, he was marked with 5, and now he has leftover. Hamaiser, what about the leftover animals? Ma'u sheyidoch l'yomtav achron. So the rule is that if you have leftover animals, you can remark of them the rest of the cholamoid, and you could even remark of them, the chiddush is that since these were originally for Yatav Rishon, which it was docha, so it's even docha, since this is like tashlumen, it's even docha Yatav Achron. So the question is, what about these remaining 5? So the Gemara says, okay, Risa, Amar, Espalga, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish. This is going to be the Machlokas of Yechon, Rish Lakish that we just mentioned. One is going to say it's docha, and one is going to say it's not docha. But I don't know who says what. I just know that it's going to be totally in that machlokas. So that's not very informative. So we go on. Another Amora explains it. Amar Abzeira, I'll explain it. Mefuresh Milehon, Drabbanan Min Milehon will explain this using their own words. Rabbi Yochanan du Amar, Adam Teufel Mois Lamois. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says what? That you can take Meiser money and put it together with Chulin money to purchase an animal, but you're not allowed to take an animal and be and buy another animal in addition with completely mo'os meiser, ain't on a teufel behema le behema. So who do amar docha? In other words, what he's saying is that Rabbi Yochanan is makvid that every single animal should have a shem chagiga on it, meaning that it has at least a minimum purchase of the two maw of Mo's Kulin in each animal. Because that's a din d'oraisa, it's a din in the chefza. If it's a din in the chefza, that means each animal has a shem chagiga, it's still connected very strongly to the original chagiga din that was dochi yomtov, and so these additional animals will also be dochi yomtov. On Amabeis, Dalan Amabeis, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Do Amar Adam Tofel Behemah LeBehemah VeEnam Tofel Mois LeMois? Who do Amar? Ain't a docha. So according to him, it'll be the opposite way, because according to him, there's no connection. The connection is much looser. Put it that way. The connection is looser because you could have a whole animal purchased with Mois Meiser. So that animal is loosely connected to Chagiga, since you brought your original Chagiga, which was bought with the Chulin money on Yontav Rishon. To say that I'm going to take another animal which was completely purchased with Meiser money and use that for Yontav Achron, that's not Mestavr. So therefore, it would not be Docha. That's
if
the,
you used it on Yontav Rishon, it would be fine.
It would be fine if you used all 10 on Yontav Rishon, because the fact that it came together with the Chagiga, it's like it drags it along.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
But the minute that Yontav is over,
once Yontav is over, it becomes more like it looks more like an adaba. Correct.
The idea here that in each animal he's spending the shtema.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes, okay. Yes, that's correct. Now, and finally, we say in this also Shimon bar Vav, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he comes and he says. He can continue to add on, meaning
on
further, like let's say on Cholamoid. It comes Cholamoid, and you say, you know what? I took 10 animals before. You know, I want to make it 15 animals. So you can continue to add animals to your original allocation even further on Yontif, right? Now, let's see. Let me just check this. Yes, even though you were mark of the original one already, you can continue to add to it because, again, it's so strong because you have two maw in each animal that you have a strong connection on a deraisa level to the animal itself, to the chagiga. So, let's see, two it says it over here. after having already designated a particular number of animals, it's going to get the animals to that number, then offer even those animals on the final. That's what I wanted to check. And you can even remark of those animals on the final Yom Tov day. I wanted to make sure that he's even being marked of that for the Yom Tov Achron.
That's even more steak than we have.
Yes, it is. It is. I hope that you didn't have to add too much. Okay, so now let's just talk for a second about the halakha l'maisa here, because we've had a lot of different shitas, and a lot of times people think that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan on practically anything in this area. The only thing we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and what we've discussed so far is the fact that shiurin in general are halakha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's the only thing. As far as the other stuff is concerned, let me just read you a couple of Rambams, just so you know what he says. So the Rambam says, this is Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chagiga, Halacha Beis. Hora'iyah b'ha-chagiga ein lehen shir min ha-toyro. Shenemar, ish k'matnas yodo. Torah doesn't say a mat. He says, whatever person, you know, gives. Avo midivrei sofrim, shelo yehei karbon, midivrei sofrim, shelo yehei karbon, olas re'iyah pachas mishava ma'a kasef, v'lo shal me'chagiga pachas mishava shnei kasef. So it's a divrei sofrim, first of all. It's not a din d'oraisa. Perish in the Rambam, not like a beer. Of course, Shinemar Kamat Nas Yodo. Okay, that's Parak Aleph Halacha Beis. Now, Parak Beis, Halacha Vav. Yes, I want to make sure this is clear. Misha Bola Azara B'tochi Mehachag. Somebody comes to the Azara in the middle of the holiday. Einachayev Lohavi Oilo B'yodah B'choleishi Yikonis. He doesn't have to bring a carbon each time he comes in, even though it's a new day and he's coming in, it's a new re'iyah for that day. He does not have to bring an animal. That pasuk, the loisaseh, that if you appear without a carbon, you're over a loisaseh, it's only the first day. Ikar haregel bavad. Shehu yom rishon, otashlume rishon. If you didn't make it the first day and you were doing your first re'iyah on Chol HaMoed, it's also a requirement. You must bring
the re'iyah that doesn't have a shear.
No, hold on a second. I'm going to get to that. V'mehevi b'chol eis sheyavi, if he decides to bring on his own voluntarily, the Rambam says, anytime he brings the animal, mekabla mimeno, we will accept the animal. U'makriven oisol l'shem olas re'iyah sheharei'iyah. Ain law shear. Okay, so the Rambam is learning. Rambam has a very interesting taich over here. We've been saying all along, Hori'iyah, ain law shear means that you can go in and out of the Azara as many times as you want. Here, the Rambam seems to be introducing a noob shot over here, that the pshat is that you can remark of as many carbonas as you want, and we'll accept them even though you're not obligated to bring the carbon. Okay, I don't know. What's that? Because you're a Yotze.
Okay.
You know, the Havamina, I mean, you could speak about the Havamina a lot. You could say that there might be Havamina every time you come to appear in front of the Azara every single day. You have to bring another carbon. But lots of different Havaminas over here. Okay, let's do one more. So, two more. Here for Shasar Behemis Lachagiga. So, if you're Mafresh, 10 animals for your Chagiga, the Hikrav Mehen Mikzasan Barishon. You brought some of the animals, upasak, but then you stopped in the middle. You stopped bringing the animals. Now the Rambam says, shuv eino chozer umakrev hashar. You can't bring the rest of the animals. Shahare shiyeroson. You left them over. Lo pasak ela dechoko hayom. If he didn't stop voluntarily, it's just that they ran out of time. Sunset was coming, and you can't be makrev after sunset. If you ran out of time, then you can bring the rest tomorrow. Rambam does not say over here you can bring it any time the whole holiday or even on Yom Tov. He seems to require tomorrow. Now, if tomorrow happens to be Yom Tov Akron, maybe you would be able to. It's a funny lashon. If I was writing the Rambam, I would have said makrivo kol hachag afil Yom Tov Akron. The Rambam doesn't say that. I don't know. I didn't look into that. Finally, one more thing. Olas re'iyah in a balam and al-chulin. This is what we've been talking about. Olas re'iyah has to come from the chulin, has to come from your pocket money, right? Not from not from Kishar Kabbalah Shonim Chayim Bahem, like anything you chayim. Avol Shalmei Chagiga, the Shalmei, that's Olas Re'iya. We bring back over here. Olas Re'iya, the Ola of the mitzvahs Aliyah L'Regel has to come from your pocket. The Rambam writes, Avol Shalmei Chagiga, Bo'os Mi Mo'os Ma'iser Sheni, Hamu'uravos in Mo'os Chulin. You can have a mixture of Meiser Sheni money, like was mentioned yesterday. We weren't sure what Meiser exactly meant. He mentioned Meiser Sheni. I saw also that some say Meiser Behema, whatever it is. Meiser Sheni, which are mixed with Mo'os Chulin. Lokeach min ha'taruvas Behema, u'makriva shal mechagiga. You can take from this mixture of money and buy a Behema. Hushi yashira filo rishonim in ha'chulin, as long as there's enough to eat from the Chulin, which I think means. Maybe it's a remus to the shtei kesef. I'm not sure. Meisher shalma chagiga chova chol shu chova in a bal menachul. And again, he agrees that there's an element of the chova of the chagiga that is chova, and it has to come from chulin. So, but there you have the mix over there. Okay, so we'll leave that alone. I just wanted to share that the halacha lemaisa over here. Okay, let's go a little further. Kamilas chasadim. We're now going back to the Gemara. Okay. Hador de tamer begufo. When we say that gemilas chasadim doesn't have a shear, that's talking about, as we said, when you're doing gemilas chasadim with your guf, which we mentioned was yichem avelim, achnasas kala, levayas hameis, those types of things. Avol b'mamono. If you're talking about giving out money to tzedakah, for instance, yesh lo shear, there is a shear. The asakai deman reshuv ben lokish shem yehuda ben chanina nimnu beusha shehi adam mafresh chaimish ben chasav lemitzvus. That in usha they said a person. Now, the way it reads here, it sounds like a person should be mafresh a fifth from his mechasim from mitzvos. But we're going to read it that the most you can be mavazveis is...
It doesn't say chayev,
It doesn't say chayev, but it doesn't say al yavazveis either. So the language is a little confusing over here.
And it's not
stuck. And it doesn't say the word stuck over here. What's the gimel? It says here, lemitzvah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, how much should he spend? How much should he spend? Ad hechon, how much should he spend? Since a chomesh is like, that's the max. So what's the normal amount, right? So Rabbi Omar, ad kedei truma utrumas meiser. So that means if you take truma, which is 2%, one part out of 50, it would be 2%. And trumas meiser would be 10%. Of the 10% that you gave to the Levi, so that's 1% of the whole, right? 10% of the Levi, and 10% of that is 1% of the whole 100, right? And you add those two together, the 1% and the 2%, you end up with 3%, right? And Harana, how do you read this? Harno Omar, what?
Harno.
Harno Omar. The other one said, okay, well, the other one said, sorry, I forgot. He said, Kavar Yisav es Hashem mehoinecho, mehreishis kol tevu osecho. From the first, mehreishis kol tevu osecho. In other words, he holds that you do Kavar Hashem from the reishis, referring to truma, which is just 2%, and that's it. So that's a machlokes, or first one says 3%, second one says 2%. That's a normal amount. Let's see here. So the Gemara continues. Rabbi Gamliel ben Ininya, Balkomei Rav Mana, Ma Chomesh B'chol Shana, B'shana. What are you telling me? You're telling me I'm going to spend the fifth every year? If I spend the fifth every year, guess what happens after 5 years? There ain't nothing left, right? So what's going on over here? That cannot be. That's impossible, right? Chomesh Shana, Chomesh Shana, Chomesh Shana, he's not going to have anything. Amalei, so he said, you do like this. B'tchilah l'keren. You start off with a principal. In other words, you're given, let's use an example of $1,000. So at first you're given, let's say I give you a gift of $1,000. You have to give, you want to give a chomesh from that. So what you do is, you give from $1,000, one-fifth, so that would be $200. And now, keren, you invest the remaining $800, and let's say it makes you $100 a year, let's say, for example, and then you take one-fifth of that profit that you make every year, which let's say that would be $20, and that $20 you would give. So it's the fifth, is a fifth off the top, and then a fifth off subsequent revenue.
Starting with just the initial fifth, how does that even make sense?
What do you mean?
Possessions, isn't it? The second half that you're saying here at the on the profit, okay, so that's meiser on your income, so to speak, or chaimish on your income. What you own?
First of all, when I say what we own, I don't mean your objects. You don't take, if someone gives you a KitchenAid as a gift, you don't have a chiyuv to give home.
Somebody has $10,000.
But if you have $10,000 that you made and you want to know what the max that you can do with that for tzedakah is, you will give $2,000 of that money to tzedakah. That's a fifth.
It's only a certain kind of stuff.
What?
You go and search after.
No, you're saying
too far away. Well.
Yeah. You're saying a footnote. I'm going to say it in a second. He has a whole square box where he explains exactly what you just said, Shamsi. But one second, I just want to make sure this is clear. Yeah.
It's not clear.
What's not clear? What is it that you're?
Because he doesn't say anything about it being income.
What do you mean?
Your possessions. So you have money.
You don't think it includes income?
It does, but the question is, it seems like it starts off with. Whatever money you currently have, you have to give a chaimish for. Then, whatever income, whatever interest it earns, then you give a chaimish on that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like... What's the starting point here? That's, I guess, my question. What is the starting point? Is it the starting point of the person's income, or what he happens to have in his bank account before he starts going to work? I mean, where we start, what's the starting point here?
I mean, I was going to read you some examples from Chaim Knievsky's Derech Amunah in terms of Meiser money, how he describes some chiyuvim. Maybe I'll give you a little bit more of an idea. I'm not 100% sure where you're coming with your question, because to me, it's very clear. It's regardless whether you have it in the bank, whether you're making it as income.
I would
have agreed
with you,
but it's no difference.
You'll be left with nothing while you'll be left with nothing. You're always earning.
Because you're giving away fifth of everything, so
it says it's 5 years will be done.
It's pretty much true because if I have $100,000 in my IRA account, you're telling me I have to give $200,000 every year.
That's why you mentioned the starting point. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Since we're holding by it already. So I'm gonna just read you a couple of lines here. Are we okay with time here? Let me just read you a couple of lines here from the Derech Amunah. Okay, Derech Amunah. It's in Perek Zayin Matnas Aniyim Halacha. Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Okay, I'm gonna read it real quick. Bohani v'shal de machzor. The ani is coming and he's asking for what he's missing. V'enyan anosin masegas. The person can't afford to give him replace what he's missing. Obviously. No, he's like if he has tzedakah, he already gives as much as he can afford. Kama, how much is he required to give him? Ad chamishas nechazav, up to a fifth. Mitzvah na mufkar, that's a mufkar. Echad me'asrom nechazav benoni, if you give one tenth, that's like average. Vachas mikayin ayin ra, then it would be stingy. Lo oylam le'yim, atzim yishlishas ha'shakam v'shana, there's a minimum you have to give per year. I don't want to get into that. Okay, so Reb Chaim says the following. He says, mitzvah na mufkar, and he says, v'asu levazav is yosu mechomish. Right? That's what we said. The davka call you make high of course, that's why you're alive. But shasmoso, when a person on his deathbed, then what then yochel of azveis kafimashi yor lo bereven because of umi yarshav, that he can go ahead and give more. Okay, then he can give up to a third. Some people say even to a half. Anyway, so let's go ahead. So the he brings the avas chesed who says in parakhov there are six places where you can be in vazveis more than a fifth. Aleph pikoach nefesh. Phase where there are aniyim standing around, sometimes there are people like there's a big, you know, big, a whole group of poor people. Then you could, some say you could be mevazeh more than a chomesh. Three, if you're an asher muflag, then we mentioned that. Four, if it is what? I don't know what the fourth one is. Five is lachzakas Torah. Shittim Chubetz says that you have a star on the Torah, you can even give more. Okay. Then he talks about the one in the tenth, one out of ten. So then he writes the following. Mizan Nohagu Yisrael, the minhag to give Meisher money. He says in the footnote, this is a minhag. He says it's not a din. He brings it down there. Achronim hefriu, ma'isar k'sofim, eino fiyuv, elo minhag Yisrael. But if you have this minhag, you should not be mevatel it. And if you weren't masna at the beginning when you started doing it, then it should be bli neder, you won't have to do it anyway, unless you do hatara. Anyway, so asuhu rabbanam, the rabbanam, we're some of this on a pasuk, it's asa ta'aser, and that's the rabbi's ribbis, uparkamacha, b'chol shara v'achim, whatever excess you make. Now he goes over here like this. So he says, Olakach, im hurgo b'zak gilma pamim, or even p'amachas, then it's like a neder. Okay, now, gam yirusha o minedunya, you have to give miser, even though your father took miser already from the money, and then you inherited it from him, you have to give miser again. This is a big fiddish, if you collected a chov that you were misyayish from, in other words, you lent somebody money, and you gave up on it, you never expected to ever get that money back, and then the guy surprises you 5 years later and pays it back, even though originally you had taken miser, it's like you found a new mitziah, you have to give miser again. All right. Yesh deyas. The question is, can you do other mitzvahs, like buying neiros to the Beis HaKnesses, or to be a barbaris, or to be machnas kosan kala, or to buy svarim and to lend them out? So this is, I know there's a lot of people that buy svarim with kesef miser, and they write in the front page, this is lokoch mikesef miser rishon, mikesef miser, from miser ksofim, and they use it, and they lent it to other people. So that's a machloka. Some say you can, some say you cannot. He in the Bir Halacha, he's very, very down on this. He says this was true. This minhag was true in a time when there weren't a lot of svarim and people were always borrowing svarim. But nowadays, as a rebbe is svarim, there's really no need for it. And he says he doesn't hold from it. So he says to only do it if it's absolutely necessary. Okay. Now, what about giving your children who are over six? Some say, since you're not mechuyev to mefaris them, you could give the cheshev meiser. And some say, no, you should never do that.
What about aliyah?
Aliyah LaTorah? It depends if you had it in mind originally. Kol shekein davar shehu chayev, such as matan slavyonim, matan sashakol, pinyon kaparos, all those things should not be used, should not use meiser. One more thing.
Even more than the...
You shouldn't. If you use more than the chiyuv, then you certainly can.
No.
More than the chiyuv.
Yeah, if I can, if Mikra Din, that's $20 for my Thoros Levion, and the first one's going to be $500.
That's my.
The idea what?
As a neder,
it's not.
Yes.
Because if a person makes a commitment to an institution that he's going to give X amount of money per year, and after he does it the first year and it becomes a real commitment, it's not so partial that you can take it off a meiser unless you make it tonight.
Correct. And the last thing I'm going to just mention here is Schar Limud for his children. Osir Litem Imois Meiser. That's a chiyuv, you can't use Meiser. A person who gets Matona, for instance, these people who get Matonas for their Chasana, if they get Kafetz and the objects, they don't have to give Meiser, but if they got money, even if it's the purpose of the money was designated to buy things for, like they got a gift card, I don't know, they were given $100, go buy yourself, something, they have to give Meiser from that. And it's Osir Lanasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shum Dover Rak B'Zeh. This is the only time you can be Manas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says V'Chanuni No B'Zos. And some say, Dafka by Maisa Tavua you're allowed to be Manasa, not by Maisa Ksofen. And Avas Chesed, Yisuchriya Kederi Shoyna, but he says the only Nisayin you could do, this is, I found a big Kiddush, the only Nisayin you could do HaKadosh Baruch Hu by this money, by Kesef Tzedakah, it's the Menasehim for you to get rich. She is share. But Nisayon for that his children should live, Asur, you can't do that with this kind of, that's not the Nisayon that he's allowing. Anyway, I just want to give you a synopsis over here. Ayin Shom, Perek Zayin, and you'll see all the footnotes. It's all very, very fascinating. Okay, let's finish up the daf now. So now we're going to talk about the Shlish. Avuna says, L'mitzvahs ad shlish. For mitzvahs, you have to spend up to one-third. Mahu, l'chol ha-mitzvahs ad shlish. Does this mean for all mitzvahs, you have to spend a third? Or l'mitzvah achas. Or for one mitzvah, for each mitzvah. So the way he explains it over here on the bottom here, it's a little complicated, but he says like this. A person Let's see. For example, he knows it's Sukkos, and he needs to buy the dollar minim. He's also going to need money later on in the year to buy matzah. So he should be careful not to spend the entire third now on Sukkos, so he'll have enough money left when Pesach arrives.
A third of what?
The third of the money that he set aside for mitzvahs. Or perhaps Rav Huna means he should spend the entire third for the dollar minim now and worry about the matzahs later. That's how he's learning the question of the Gemara. This issue of a third, how do you make the cheshbon? If he requires more money by Pesach, then fine. And if not, then you won't have matzah for Pesach. That's all. So okay. So the Gemara says, Savan Meimar Lechol Mitzvahs Ad Shlish. Gemara thought that it means collectively you spend the one third of an Omar, Afilo Mitzvahachas, even one mitzvah. Okay. Rav Chaviva and B'Shem, so it's a machlokes. Rav Chaviva B'Shem Rabban of the Saman, Ma'u Shlish L'damim. What does it mean? A third for the value? A third of the cost of the mitzvah? Hey Chavida, how's that done? Look, Achad a mitzvah, a person buys one mitzvah. Ro'a Acharas Nohimen, a person sees another one which is nicer. So a person sees one esrog and he sees another esrog which is nicer. I'd come a matrichin of how much do you have to spend? I'd shlish up to a third. So here you have a machlokas exactly how to learn the Gemara. So Rashi learns that we're talking about the value, right? Rashi and Reino Tam have a machlokas, famous machlokas. Rashi learns you see one esrog, let's say, is worth, make it easy, $90. Well, actually, shlish, the way you cheshbon shlish, it's a machlokas. Do you go levar out the outside or from the inside? And they go to chumrah. So in other words, what you do is you have to cut the value of what you're trying to buy in half and add that half to the whole price. That gives you a third. So it ends up to the amount you're spending is a third of the final total. So I'll use the case of $100. So you have a $100 esrog. You see another one which is worth $150. So that's one third more. You have to spend $150. That's the way Rashi learns. Rabbeinu Tam says, no way. Because according to that, now you're spending $150, you're going to find another one next to it that's worth $175, you have to spend $175. And then you're going to have to buy the most expensive esrog in the store. And that's lo yitakein. The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with Rashi's pshat. The answer that they answer for Rashi is that they say Rashi meant just one time you have to do that. You're not mechayev. There's no, you know, it doesn't accumulate. Rabbeinu Tam learns that the third here we're talking about is we're talking about the shear to be yotze. So the shear, for instance, for an esrog, the minimum shear, what is the size of a kibetz? I forget what the amount was. Whatever the shear was, I don't remember off the top of my head. An egg goes, whatever it is. So if you find another one, you find one esrog which is exactly the shear, and then you find another esrog which is a little bit more than the shear. So you're mechuyev to spend up to a third on in terms of a third. How am I saying?
A third larger.
I think that's the shot.
A third more money because it's larger.
1 second. He's obligated to spend up to a third more to acquire a more beautiful article, one that is more than minimally kosher. Right.
It's not a third larger in size. It may cost you up to a third more. Because it's slightly larger than a
third. That's correct.
You need to know what the baseline costs, and then you can up it by a third, whatever you can get.
A third more of the article. That's correct. Anyway, that's it for today. Chol tov, good night.
Recording stopped.